Tzvicho Elisha Nosala Toycha Shemin, Enachanami. That they were saying from Isis Shani, you could buy salt water, we're talking about there's some Shemin oil inside the salt water. So together you're allowed to buy it. With the salt water and the Shemin, then you could buy it. So Drashla Nitzvichu, Hod the Master Reb Yitzchok, that's what Reb Yitzchok learned. Mayim Umelechem Rozen Nikochim, if you have salt water mixed together, you could buy it. Elo Kishen Nosala Toycha Shemin, only when you add oil into it. That's when it's mutter. Fredi Gemara Omalei Abaya. I bezoi poshit v'tepigle mishum shemen. Once you have shemen oil inside it, so pshita you can buy it with the money of Maisa Sheni. It's not worse than shemen by itself. Tepigle mishum shemen. Shemen is something good. That's amazing. That fills you up. Oil. So pshita you could buy shemen with Moisa Maisa Sheni. So over here, if you're telling me the chiddush of salt water is that you have shemen inside it, what's the chiddush then? Pshita you could buy it. It's not worse than shemen by itself. And the Gemara poshit, the Teretz says, that we're talking about now, that lamashal for a jar of shemen it costs, let's say, $5 for a jar of shemen. Now you have a big jar here that has salt water inside it. Now because it has salt water inside it, that made the shemen more expensive. Now the shemen costs $6. So lamaisa, you're paying $6 for this jar of shemen and salt water inside it. So now, for the salt water alone, you're not allowed to spend the moist Maisa Sheni to buy salt water. So the chiddush is, when you're buying this jar now that costs $6, really what you're spending is $5 is for the shemen, but you're spending $1 for the salt water. And on salt water alone, you're not allowed to use your money of moist Maisa Sheni. The chiddush is, since it's cold, you're buying one thing now, and this thing is amazing, because it has shemen inside it. So even though you're spending $1 just for the salt water, but since you're not buying the salt water by itself, you're buying it by law, mixed together, that's mutter. Like we'll soon dashim sukim to say that's mutter. So drashi by law, that means v'shvil ha-mayim v'yamelech kono ha-shemen b'yoker. Hey, since this oil has inside it water and salt, they charge you more money. It's another dollar's worth. V'yavli aboy d'mayim. And you're taking out $6 out of your moisa, maisa sheni, and buying the $6. This is the chiddush of Rabbi Yitzchok. In Svara, I would say no. Since you have your $10 bill of maisa sheni, you have to buy $10 worth of food that you could use for maisa sheni. So you can't spend only, you can only spend $5 from the moisa, maisa sheni. If this costs $6, you have to spend another dollar from your own pocket. Kamashmula, no. Since you're buying it mixed together, it's mutter. How do we know this? So the Gemara Bavlo Mishari, if you buy food with the money of Maisa Sheni Bavlo, how do we know it's mutter? The Gemara in, yes, it's mutter. Votanya, I'll bring you Ragrashas, Benichusa, I'll bring you Raya to this. Then Ben Bag Bag Oimer, the Posik says Baboker. The Posik says when you want to buy a Maisa Sheni, the Posik says, Benosato Akesa, Bechola Shetaba Nafshecho, the money you could buy anything your heart desires, Baboker, you could buy animal, cattle, Ubatsoin, sheep. Uvayayin uvashecher. This is the posik. These are the things you're allowed to buy. Baboker uvatsoin uvayayin uvashecher. And then it says again, uvachol asher teshocho nafshecha. Anything you want. So really this is called the klal of prato klal. It starts off, uvachol asher tava nafshecha. Anything you want, you could buy. So chorus extra, baboker. The kasha, why does the Torah have to say baboker? Once it says you could buy anything you want, so pshita you could buy baboker. What's the chiddush of baboker? The chiddush is melamed sheloichim boker agabi oire. That means when you buy this whole animal, you're spending, let's say, $50 for it. Now the meat that you can eat is only, let's say, worth $45. There's $5 worth of skin. Now the skin itself, you're not gonna eat. You can't eat the skin. So if you'd want to take the moisa maisa sheni just to buy skin, it would be usur. Because you have to buy something that's edible. But now that you're taking the $50 bill and buying the whole behemoth together, it's mutter. Even though $5 of it is being used for skin, that's the chiddush of the pasuk baboker. That if you buy a whole animal together by law, that even though most of it is edible, so even the skin that's not edible is also mutter. Rashi, baboker. The pasuk says you could buy anything your heart desires. What do you need these mutants for? Elul drosha. These are telling us droshes. If you buy a boker, the whole animal, you can buy its skin also. The yotz are lechulin, and you should know the skin has no kedushas ma'aseh sheni on it because it's not edible. says mamash yotzle chulin. V'yein tzarach lemarchav lachsel lechel v'yishlein. The chiddush is you don't have to sell the skin and say I have to use the money now again to buy more food. Tidit v'teres ma'aseh sheni. No, once you bought it, v'havlo it's mutter. Vayta uvatzoin. What does the pasuk say then? Uvatzoin. It says baboker uvatzoin. What's the chiddush? A sheep. Malamet shaloich ketzoin agabi gizosa. It means even though a sheep has two chesroinis, there's skin on it and there's also wool on it. Now, when you buy $50 worth of sheep, you're only paying, let's say, $40 for the meat. There's $5 for the skin and there's $5 for the wool on it. Still, it's mutter, and that wool is mamish chulin, and you don't have to spend the money for ma'aseh sheni. Shrashi agav gizoso, avagav dika tarti. There's two chedushim here. There's or there's skin on the sheep. The gizo. There's also wool on the sheep. The nafki lechulin. When you're buying this $50 worth of ma'aseh sheni, really you're only getting $40 worth of food, and $10 is time going to something else. Still, it's mutter. Vaitu v'yain. What does the pasuk say? You could buy wine. Malamed shaloiken yain agabi kankanoi. That we want to spend and buy wine. The mosher you're buying $10 worth of wine. Now, in those $10, you're buying a barrel. The barrel is worth $2. So really, all you're getting is only $8 worth of wine. The $2 is for the barrel. Still, it's mutter. Even though if you buy a barrel by itself with the money, you're not allowed to. Because the money of ma'aseh sheni, you would have to buy something that's edible. But if you buy it by law, if you buy the barrel with the wine together, that's mutter. Shrash Yagav Kankan, Chav Yishocheris, Shayayin Shama B'teichav, Yotza Kankan L'chulun. The Kankan goes out L'chulun. Vaitu v'sheicher, what's the chiddush about beer, or v'sheicher, or something sharp to drink? Melamed shaloichin temed, you could even buy temed, mi shehechmetz, that becomes chomitz. What does that mean, temed? Just Rashi, shenoisnim mayim b'chatzanin. If you have just the pits of and the shells that you made wine from, notice first you took the grapes and you pressed out the wine. Now you have left over the chatzanin, that's the shells and the pits of the wine. And now you put water over it. When it becomes little, that's why you make vinegar. It's a type of a wine. Now the chiddush here is, really all it is just water. You're pouring water over to the pits and shells of the grapes. And this comes later into wine. So I would think maybe that's not called an oichel. Maybe it's only considered like water. Kamashma, no, it's also called an oichel. And you could buy that with ma'aseh sheni. Alma, we see from here. Midik toni baboker agav oiroi, alma bav lo sharin. We see if you buy it together, it's mutter. V'yafagav diorbiyan penashe loichozi lemidi, to ma'aseh bina kerechsev yachalton. If you'd want to buy with the money, skin by itself would be offer. But if you buy the whole animal together, then it's mutter. So you see, bav lo it's mutter. That was the chiddush before also. If you buy this shemen, this oil, that has inside it salt water, so you buy it together, it's mutter. Right, Amr Rabbi Yechonin, says Rabbi Yechonin, man de matargim li baboker, whoever's going to explain to me, why did this pasuk have to say the word baboker, aliba de ben bagbag, according to ben bagbag, the way he just said over the Kiddush, is, moivlina man yabasra le beimasusa, I'll take that person's clothing and carry it for him into the bathhouse. In other words, he didn't know pshat, why did the Torah have to say the word baboker, we'll soon explain what the kasher is. So he's saying, whoever can explain to me why the Torah has to say the word baboker, I will take his clothing into the bathhouse. What's the kasher? My timer. What's the chiddush? Well, kula tzricho labami boker. I need all these words here, achutz from the word baboker. Again, the pasuk says, you could buy with the money ma'aseh sheni, b'chol asher tavan ashecha, anything you want. Then it says, baboker, uvatzoin, uvayayin, uvashecher. So he says like this. Everything is needed achutz from the word baboker. The Torah did not have to say the word baboker. The late tzorach. Well, my tzricha, what do I need it for? Di kosa rachamon baboker. If the Torah would have just said baboker, I would think boker who dim is davin. You're allowed to buy the meat, the behema al gav oroi because of its skin. Even though the skin on it still it's smooth. Why? Mishum the gufa hu. Because the skin is mamish a part of the guf of the animal. You can't pull off the skin. You can't cut off the skin. So that's one chiddush. That when you buy the animal, even though the skin is part of it, it's mutter. Avul tzoin, the Torah would have just said the word baboker and not said the word sheep. Avul tzoin, agabe gizosoi delav gufi heve emaloi. I would think if you want to buy sheep with the money of ma'aseh sheni, that's awesome. Because since you're spending $5 for the wool, now the wool is not called like the guf of the sheep. Because the wool you could cut off. It's not mamish the goof of the animal. So I would think maybe you can't buy that tavlo. So that's kamash from what a Torah said the word about soin. So the word of Atzorna told me a big kiddush, that you're allowed to spend the money even though you're also buying the wool, which is not mamish part of the animal. Still, it's mutar bavlo. Now, v'kos v'achmona v'atzoin, the Torah would have just said the word of atzoin, the sheep, agabi gizosoin, that you could buy even though it has wool on it. Have a min, I would think, mishun demechubabo. Our kol parnim, the wool is attached to the animal. So the bal is attached to the animal, that's why it's kagufoy dummy, you're allowed to buy it. Avu yain agabi kankanon. But when you want to buy wine, so you're spending now $10, and all you're getting is $8 worth of wine, and $2 you're spending for the barrel. I would think the barrel you're not allowed to buy with the money, my sishenin. Eimaloi, because the barrel is not mechuba to the wine. You could pour the wine out and just take the wine without the barrel. Is kamash lon. That's what the Torah says, the word uvayayin. Even the kankan, even the barrel to the wine, also you're allowed to buy. Now, because of Rachamon of Yain, the Torah would have just said the word Bayain, and not to Bashechor, Havamina Mishum Dahainun Nitirusai. You know why you're allowed to use the barrel? Because the barrel watches the wine. Avo Temid, Mashenkin, the type of a vinegar, Temid, Mishehechmitz, Tikiyo Biyamu. I would think really all it is just water. You're pouring water over the pits and shells of the grapes. Just the cure means the strength of the pits and shells gives us some time, some taste into the water. So I would think that's called like cure bialma, means just water bialma. A maloi, that you're not allowed to buy it with the money of my sasheni, because it's considered you're just buying water, like colored water, not more. Kamashmo, no. That's also considered shecher, it's considered a chosh of a drink, and you're allowed to buy that temed with the money of my sasheni. Yeah. Emeloi, Kosov Rachmona Sheikh. Therefore, the Potter has the word Sheikh. So that's why you need to eat all of them. Now, the Kashrib, let's go backwards. Let's just say one, and I know all the other ones. In other words, let's just say the last one, and the Melai would know all the ones before that. So, the more no. The Kosov Rachmona Ba Sheikh, the Torah would have just said the word of Ba Sheikh. You could buy this type of a strong drink, have a mina. My Sheikh, you know what Sheikh means? Ateidavka Dvela Kilis. It means Dafka, a type of figs that are very sharp. And you squeeze out those figs that come from Kilis, they give off a very strong drink. So that's what Sheikha means. The Peirahu, that's Mamish Peiri. That's what you could buy with Moisa Maisesheni. Avoyayin Agav Kankano Emalai. But to buy wine with the barrel itself is not a Peiri. The barrel doesn't come out of fruits. So maybe you can't buy the barrel with the wine. That's why I need the Pasuk to say two things. It can't just say Uva Sheikha, it has to say Uva Yayin also. Now, because of Rachamona Yain, if Torah would have just said the word Yain, Agave Kankanoi, true, I would know you're allowed to buy the barrel with it, I would think the Heinlein in Tirusoi. You know why the barrel is mutter? Because it's watching the fruits, it's watching the wine. Avotsoin Agave Gizosoi. Mashenki, when you want to buy the sheep with its wool, a maloi. Since the wool does not protect the animal, so maybe you can't buy the wool, Agave the sheep. You would have to buy either a shaven off wool, a shaven off sheep that has no wool on it. But since the wool is not like protecting the sheep, just like the barrel is protecting the wine, maybe it's awesome. Therefore, kosav achmon etzoin. That's what the Torah asked, even though it says yayin, it has to say the word tzoin also. Just with yayin, the fact you could buy the barrel, I would not know you could also buy the wool. Is kamashmon tzoin, the afilu agave gizosoi. That even though you're buying the wool on top of the sheep, still it's mutter. Since you're buying the bavlo at one time, it's mutter. Our bezeret kashrus is now baboker lomeli. Why do we have to have the word baboker? Once the Torah already said the word of atzoin, to tell me you can even buy a sheep, that a sheep has two things. A sheep has skin and wool. So once you're allowed to buy that, pshiti you could buy a boker that only has skin. Is what I have to have the word baboker for. That's his kashrus. The chit tamer, maybe you can answer me. Ela kosav rachamon baboker. The Torah wants to say the word baboker. Have a mina soin al gabi oiroi in. I would tell you dafkut soin with its skin. Yes, al gav gizos aloi. The Torah would have just said the word soin. Maybe I'll tell you. You know what soin means? A shaven sheep that has no wool on it. That's what you're allowed to buy. But maybe with the wool will be usser. Therefore, you want to tell me kosav rachamon baboker. That's what the Torah had to write to them. So it says the word baboker. So from the word baboker, I know you can buy an animal with its skin. So now we understand why the Torah has to say the word of atzoin for. The echrich of atzoin has to be moistiv, even though it has a wool on it. Lasui oiroi, to tell me that, so baboker tells me even skin you're allowed to buy. The mela isolate tzoin. Now is good what the Torah says too. Tzoin also, lasui gizosoi. That tzoin even tells me you can buy something that has wool. Two things. It has skin and wool. Even though each one by itself you can't buy, but if you buy it together, it's mutter. So the Marnei, Ela kosam achamana bokor lehav amina tzayin agabi ori in agabi gizase loy. I would not think that. The Torah wouldn't have said the word bokor. You want to tell me, from the fact the Torah said the word tzayin alone, I would have a havamina only skin you could buy, but then you can't buy it when it has its wool on it. You'll have to dafka buy a shaven tzayin. Say that's not mistafer. Why? The im kain, if that's what the Torah meant, when the Torah said a word about tzayin, it only meant the chiddush with its skin, but not with its wool. Licht rachmana bokor. The Torah should have wrote the word bokor then. Why did the Torah write the word tzayin for? The memela aisi lay tzayin. Therefore, I would know tzayin. That the Torah wanted to say a chiddush, just skin you could buy. So was that a Torah should have said the word bokor, because bokor only has extra skin to it. Hey, the kiv on the kos rachmana tzayin. Since the Torah did not write the word bokor, but the Torah wrote the word tzayin, if it only would have written tzayin, I would also know this chiddush. The afilo agav gisosay, that even though the sheep has wool, still it's mutter to buy it. So that's the kasha. Even without the word bokor, just with the word of tzayin alone, I would know the Torah means you're allowed to buy with the money of ma'aseh sheni sheep with its wool on it. And that's the chiddush both of them. Even though you're buying skin and wool, still it's mutter. Why? Because if you're going to tell me tzayin just means a shaven sheep that has no wool on it, the Torah should have said the word bokor. Why did the Torah have to say the word of tzayin for and not bokor? Elamai, tzayin alone tells me you could buy a sheep that has wool on it. So once I have the word of tzayin, the word bokor is extra. Once I know you're allowed to buy sheep that has two chesroins, that has wool and skin, so pshiti could buy bokor. That's his kasha. Or bezoi, adafilo agav gizosei bokor lomuli. Why does the Torah have to say the word bokor? Hashta, tzoin agav gizosei, mizdavno, madach you're allowed to buy sheep, even though it has wool on it, bokor agav orimi boi, just to buy animals that doesn't have wool on it, it just has skin on it, pshitit mutter. So why does the Torah have to say the word babokor for? So the Mora Hainu, the Kamer Rabbi Yechonon, that's what Rabbi Yechonon meant to say, that man de metagalim babokor, whoever will come to explain to me why did the Torah have to say the word babokor, aliba de ben bagbag, according to ben bagbag, that I'm making these miyutim, so with these miyutim, the word babokor is extra. Is moivlina man elevei mesusa. I would carry that person's clothing into the bathhouse. That's why we mark a toif to him. So the Gemara asks for my kamiflagi. What is the machlekes we had before? So Rashi learns what does the machlekes means. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Leza. The Yamri Tavaya that they both say dogim nikochim over tirhu de pligi. They're both moida. You are allowed to buy fish with the money of Maaseh Sheni. So the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Loi was what about over tzir? Is it mutter to buy tzir or not? One said tzir is also, it's only mutter if you have kirvei dogim inside it. And one said, no, even tzir, just the juice that comes out of the fish, is also mutter. What's this machlokes tolian? Faita, fahani tanoid lekamon. And there are other tanoim, usun silayda zatrashi, didashi, pri mi pri, vudule kaka, vlad vlodi soritz, vatavayim memute dogim. That two mandiyamim later are both vamayit, even fish, you can't buy. The kol shechein tzir, or navada tzir, you can't buy either. So what's this machlokes? Come to say, there's like a three-way machlokes here. Are you allowed to buy? Are you allowed to buy fish altogether? There's a man diyom later the machla you can't buy dog and you can't buy fish with moisture ma'aseh sheni. There's a man diyom before that fish avad you could buy. It's only shot if you can buy the juice. Can you, one says the juice yes, and one says no. The juice by itself you can't buy the tear. You can only buy the tear if it has kirvei dogim inside it. What's this machlokes? So the mara's like this. Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish, Rabbi Loza, that they both hold you could buy fish. It's only a shallow the tzir. Does it have to have kirvei dogim inside it or not? They both darshin ribuye umiyute. They darshin the Torah, but Torah is a ribuye and a miyut. The ani tanoi mashenga the tanoim later darshi klali a proti. They darshin this posik, but Torah is a klal and a prat. Those are always the two ways to darshin the Torah when you have. First, it says a klal. At this posik says. Anything you want, you could buy with the money, ma'aseh sheni. Then the pasuk says miyutim. It says no. It says babokor uvatzayin uvayayin uvashecher. And then the end of the pasuk says the klal again. It says uvachol asher tisholcha nafshecha. This is called the klal uprat uklal. That's one way to darshan. The other way to darshan is, it's a ribui, or miyat, then a ribui. Two different ways of darshaning. And you come out with two different halachis. The what? Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish, Rabbi Lozo, they both say fish. You could buy darshi ribui emute. They darshan b'teres a ribui and a miyat. The pasuk says, "V'nosato akesef b'chol asher ta'avanachcho." Anything you want, you could buy. That's a ribui. Mashma anything. Then the pasuk says, "Uba boker uba tzayin uba yain uba sheicha miyat." Mashma only these things you could buy. Nothing else. Then at the end of the pasuk it says, "Ubechol asher tisholcho nafshcho." Anything you want, chaz of a ribui. Mashma there's a ribui at the end. So the klal is ribui. If Torah says everything, then a miyat. No, not everything. The ribui, then everything is the klal ribui hakol. It's marbatak everything. My ribui, ribui kol mili. Everything tak you can think of, you could buy. Oh, my meat, I go forth, there are a few mutim here. What does the mutim mean? Is the rableza miyat tzir. According to rableza, it means tzir. The fish juice. Since it's not so satisfying, it doesn't have any curve dogim inside it, that you can't use. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish, miyat mayim melech. He holds no. Only mayim melech you can't use. That bechlal is not satisfying. Mashenkin, the juice that comes out of the fish, he holds even that much is bechlal the ribui. In other words, really the ribui is marb everything. You have a miyat. So you take out the least possible. What's called the least possible? In Svarim, one says tzir, the pure juice that comes out of the fish is the least. Even that is no good. Only the juice that comes out with the kirve dog and with the inside of the fish is good. And Yehuda ben Godish says no, he holds tzir is good. Just water and salt is no good. So that's the pshan, these two mandyamin. Now Vahani Tanoi, the next two Tanoim later that say no, Bechlal, you can't buy fish from Moyes, Maisa Sheni, Darshi, they darshin is possible, Teres, Klole Yoproti, Teres a Klal or Pratu Klal. The Tanya, they learn like this. The Posek says, V'nosato HaKesa B'chol HaShetah V'nashachon. You can buy whatever you want. Is the Klal, that's called the Klal anything. Ba'boker U'vatsoin U'vayayin U'vashaych HaPrat. Only these things, nothing else. Then again it says, V'chol HaShet HaShokha Nashcha, anything you want, is again, Choza V'klal. It says the Klal at the end. So it's like this. Klal or Prat or Klal, when you have a Klal or Prat or Klal, is the Atadan Elokeina Prat. You can only learn out something that's like the Prat. You can't say it's a general everything. No, everything is no good. It has to be Daima to the Prat. Maha Prat, just like the Prat. Mifurish. Pri mi pri. Ugdule karka. It has to be a pre mi pri, and it has to be something that grows out of the ground. It is af kol pre mi pri ugdule karka. It has to be something that grows out of the ground. So Drashi. Pre mi pri means egol noilad mimoi. An animal is born from its mother. The chain ser. The anova mechatsanim. Who are in grapes grow from seeds. Shazerna chatsanim. But it has to be something that grows from something else. That's what it has to be. And who adin gedule karka? Rashi shekulam nizdoine gedulem in a karka. There has to be something that gets its nourishment from the ground. There has to be doimut to the prat. Now, v'tan yidach, another way to dash is like this. Maha prat, mefurish, vlodois, or vlodois, horitz. It has to be, Rashi, shenivru minoritz, b'maisa bracious. It means something that was created from the ground itself. All these things were created from the karka. Is af koil vlad vladisaurus. It has to be something that's created from the ground. This is the nafkamina, how to make the klala prat. My benayu, what's nafkamina? Over abayo dogim. The nafkamina is fish. Ika benayu. If you could buy fish with moisa maisa sheni. Laman di yama primi pri gdule karko. If it just has to be primi pri means they produce a mother gives off the kids. So by fish you have that also. The mother gives off kids. Ugdule karkastami gets its muzzin from the ground. Is honey dog and fish have these two things. Gdule karkaninu, they get the nourishment from the ground. At the bottom Rashi, dogim that Rashi, gdule karkaninu, kisava shadogim nizainim in a karkam. That fish gets its nourishment from the bottom of the ground. The bottom of the ground gives off its minerals, and the fish gets its nourishment from that. So bizarre, you could buy fish with moist and maisi sheni. Of Laman the Yoma, the other one that says no, it has to be so much doimut to the prat, it has to be Vlad Vladis Horus, it has to be something that was created from the ground, from the Oritz, Dogye Mimayu Ivra. Fish were not created from the ground, and my sabratius, fish were created from the water. Therefore, Dogye Manat Bechal, this miyat of these four things, is not Bechal Bokr Tsoin, and Yain, and Shechar, therefore you can't buy fish. Because these things were created from the ground, the Oritz. the dry land, and fish was created from water, not from Eretz. For the Gemara, Miyom Rabbaye Dog Gedule Karkaninu, does Rabbaye Taka say, according to the first man, the Yoma, if you need Gedule Karka, that means it gets its nourishment from the ground, fish is also considered getting its nourishment from the ground. For the Gemara, is that true? Can you Taka say like this? I have a kasher on this. The Yoma Rabbaye, Rabbaye said, Ochal Poitisa, if somebody eats a Poitisa, Zakrashi, that's a Sheretz Hamayim. It's a Sheretz, a creature that creeps around in the water. Cut and very small, shamed by Kezayas. There's not even a Kezayas to this creature. The Afilu walk.
Alright, Mr. Shem will continue on the next tape. You're holding the Chof Ches on top. Again,